I'd share with you this morning some of the ideas that came from one of the young men who attended that just-held forum in St. Lucie, hosted by Prime Minister Mia Motley.
My name is Theolika. I apologize in advance for any grammatical errors I may make. I don't have a lot of experience in public speaking.
Don't sweat that, Star.
All right, so I'll be brief. The two topics I really want to touch on are e-commerce and manufacturing. So I'll start with e-commerce. I think it would be great if we can have a platform where we can have all Barbadian businesses aggregated onto a single platform that would make it easy to find, so that basically there would be a lot of convenience where it comes to shopping locally. And you mentioned the CSME earlier. We can really take advantage of that with the free movement of goods and services. Also, this would be good for entrepreneurship in terms of having a digital online space for stores and businesses where you can search your favorite store and search their products and everything, and basically find everything that you need in one place where everything is regularly updated. Whereas in contrast with stores now, we don't have a good online presence with stores in Barbados.
In other words, one that is there that will drive traffic to it,
because exactly, people know it's a central exactly thing. A traffic marketplace, basically.
No problem.
I think this would be a really good idea.
I think so too.
I have a team that have embarked on this project, and we're actually in works of it. So that would be really good for our people to really don't have to worry about the stifling cost of rent and overheads and stuff like that.
Can I ask you when you finish to come and meet Jonathan here?
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's spoken to Jonathan, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And we'll work on it. Thanks. What's your name?
My name is Theolika.
Thank you.
Yeah, one more thing, it would be manufacturing. I think it would be great if Barbados could be self-sufficient when it comes to manufacturing. Right now we're in Industry 4.0, digital revolution, and right now Barbados is a sleeping giant when it comes to technology. Because of the small size, Barbados is able to capitalize on technology way faster than bigger countries like, let's say, the UK or United States or anything. So what would you say if we could manufacture obsolete bus parts, because we have a huge problem with obsolete. We can manufacture those bus parts in 24 hours and for a fraction of the price that you have to pay, and go through complex supply chains to get them into Barbados.
You're thinking of what kind of manufacturing process? Through 3D printing?
Yeah, digital manufacturing, 3D printing.
I tell you, I swear you all had a bug in my office, in the cabinet office today, because I spoke to IDC about us being able to create a special purpose vehicle that looks at investing in areas where the private sector is reluctant to take the first step because they're risk averse. It happens all the time. The Errol Barrow built the Hilton because the private sector at the time would not have built a hotel of that scale. So sometimes you have to have state entrepreneurial activity in order to lead the way.
Exactly.
So I definitely agree that we need to develop some 3D printing capacity.
Yeah.
They're looking at the feasibility of it. I can't tell you offhand
until
they come back with the report.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, my company, I actually have a comprehensive proposal on the table if you want to take a look at it.
I'd love to see
it. We can do things like I said, that's only a tip of the iceberg. Like, let's say in case of climate change and coral bleaching, we see a reduction in the coral reefs in Barbados and the wider region. We can actually manufacture coral in complex ways that were not before possible through digital manufacturing to encourage the growth of coral algae to grow more corals, and we can actually do something.
Let Jonathan set up a meeting. I got to finish the estimates process the next week, 10 days.
Yeah.
Then I'm taking literally a break for 6 or 7 days.
Yes.
When I come back early February, I'd like to meet with you.
That would be great. I look forward to it. Thank you,
Star.
Yes.
That's Theo Leacock. You heard him on Sajikra's Early Business.